Vancouver and all over the internet at www.citr.ca. And as Arthur would say, keep on picking. I'll remind you to go out and hear some good bluegrass music and be true to yourself and false to no one. And remember, the early bird gets the bluegrass.
Buongiorno. Good morning, everyone. It's Give 'em the Boot, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, here to play for you a bunch of Italian folk music. And that was Riccardo Tesi and his diatonic accordion, or melodeon, as you might like to call it, from his album Presente Remoto. And that track featuring Daniele Seppe on soprano sax is called A Corsa. And I am back in the saddle after a weekend full of Italian music. I was translating for the Tenores di Neonelli, a canto tenore group, an a cappella vocal, of course, a cappella vocal, well, silly to say that, polyphonic vocal group from Sardinia, Italy. And a little bit sad to have seen them go on Sunday as they flew back to Rome and then on to Sardinia. Ciao ragazzi, ciao a tutti. È stato bellissimo conoscervi e sentirvi cantare e suonare. It was a really wonderful weekend out at the Mission Folk Music Festival, and also Thursday night here in Vancouver we did a fantastic show at the wonderful theatre of the Fame Furlan, the Friulan Regional Association's beautiful headquarters on East Pender Street, just near Hastings and Nanaimo. It's a little gem in the suburbs there on the east side. Wonderful, beautiful theatre and stage. So just in, let's say, recognition of the wonderful music that was played and sung this weekend with the Tenores, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from the albums of theirs. And one of the musicians who was playing with them, his name is Orlando Magia. He is an absolute master of so many Sardinian, traditional Sardinian instruments, including the launeddas, which is this amazing three-part reed instrument, which is, some people say, is one of the, possibly the hardest instrument to play. It quite requires circular breathing. There's a drone and two melody parts, and so, you know, it's polyphonic itself, and it's quite a difficult instrument. Beautiful sounding. And his son, Eliseo, also plays. He's a phenomenon. The other instruments played on the album include the sulitto, which is a type of cane whistle, the triangle, the tamburello, a type of frame drum with jingles, the jaw harp, the accordion, you name it, he's playing it. So I'm going to play here. This is called Passo e Andai. It's a religious track from the classical repertoire of the launeddas, and it's often used to accompany the saints during processions. And this is a melody that Orlando often likes to do during the mass. This is Orlando Mascia, Passo e Andai.
Thank you. Matrona soberana, Santa intercessora, vos supplico, Signora, sola e pia. Plena de gracia se savena esa gurrente. Potente, cum tegus esti stadu, et ia preservadu, immaculada. Benedita e laudata, subra dotus gloriosa, mamma vita e sposa de su Signore. Benedictus viore, che frutto de su genu, Gesù fiore divino, Signore nostro. Chi do tu sos errores a noi peccadores nos perdone. Grazia nos done in vita e in sa morte, essa diciosa sorte in paradiso.
The unmistakable voices of the Tenores de Neoneli, and that track was written in 1763. Pretty crazily old piece of text, which was written by Father Bonaventura Licheri di Neoneli, who was born in 1734, died in 1802. And it's a traditional piece that comes from an album from which the name of the album comes from, that piece, Deus ti salvit Maria, which is more or less God will save you, Mary, may God save you. And that track was called Mamma Soberana, and this whole album is the tenores singing these pieces written by this priest from their hometown of Neoneli. There is a bit of instrumentation on the rest of the album as well. A number of different tracks feature the trunfa, which is the Jew harp, Jew's harp, Joe harp, trump, however you'd like to call it. Also the organetto and the fisarmonica, different types of accordions. There's a guitar and a few other things on their beautiful album that was given to me by the Tenores de Neoneli. Before that, the unmistakable sound of the Sardinian wind instrument called the launeddas. Some of you may have been at Mission Folk Music Festival this weekend, or perhaps you came to see them play on Thursday night in Vancouver, and you would have seen this amazing three-pieced reed instrument made from cane, played by one of its masters, Orlando Mascia. Orlando Mascia comes from a town near Cagliari called Maracalagonis, and he started playing music when he was 12. He started taking part in a folk group called the Calagonis folk group, and started to play the sulitu, which is a type of small cane whistle, and went on to play the guitar and then the accordion, and learned to play the launeddas. And he travels around much of the world playing these instruments, accompanying people, and playing also with his son Eliseo. A wonderful album called As Antiga, All'Antico, you know, in the old style, sounds of the tradition of Sardinia. Orlando Mascia. That was my little homage to this weekend's Sardinian immersion for me, when I had the pleasure of translating and interpreting for this group, the Tenores de Neoneli. I apologize too for starting off there. I accidentally pressed the wrong CD to start, and I started to play this track, which is a wonderful, genuine accordion player, Filippo Gambetta, from his new album, Andi Rivieni, Figa Malcom Deus. Thank you.
Thank you. beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
Allora, abbiamo sentito il clarinetto misterioso suonato da Francesco Banchini dal suo disco Bakshish, un disco molto suggestivo, Kalimantan il nome del brano, prima di cui Filippo Gambetta da Andy Rivieni col suo brano Fica Malcolm Deus. Filippo Gambetta, come ben sapete, è il figlio di Beppe Gambetta, grande chitarrista genovese. Filippo Gambetta è figlio d'arte e, come dice Beppe, lui è padre d'arte. Sono due persone molto in gamba, molto molto brave. E siete qua con me, Linda Bull, su Give Him the Boot. Questo è CITR 101.9 FM, qui a Vancouver sono le 8.35 e andiamo avanti con della musica per chitarra da Franco Morone, che è un chitarrista fingerstyle molto bravo, dal suo disco Guitarrea, Don K. Sentiamo questo brano. There's that soprano sax again of Daniele Seppe. He is everywhere. That's from an album called L'Uscita dei Gladiatori and a track called Carmagnola. Before that, from an Italian roots compilation CD of Italian folk music, the group is Musicanti del Piccolo Borgo, a group who I have played here on the show many times before. And they did a little tarantella called the Tarantelle Lucane, actually, the Lucanian Tarantellas. Don K was the name of the track by Franco Morone on guitar, their wonderful fingerstyle guitarist from Italy, of course, because we're always playing Italian music here on Give 'em the Boot. And I'm happy to be with you again here on this Tuesday morning. It's just past 8:45 here on CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. And got more good music coming up, some music from southern Italy, a bunch of different bands, also a little blast from the past, Francesco De Gregori, and some new music as well from some new singer-songwriters. But right now we're going to listen to a little ad about podcasting, because don't forget you can always podcast the show if you don't get up early enough to listen to me live.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
Tamurretta, un vecchio giovane panaretta, tutto quando ama suona, tutto quando ama canta. Tamurretta, tamurretta, un vecchio giovane panaretta, tutto quando ama suona, tutto quando ama canta. Mezza strada, mezza qua, tutto quando ama balla. Namza namza la piccina, tutta culla da tazzina, una comanza di suona quando balla sturo weight. Restano mamma attana, zumba riso bottano la mano, ci son banda una canzone, ci son ballano rock and roll. Tutta quando ma suona, tutta quando ma canta, mezza strada, mezza qua. Organizza una battuta quando tua bandiera da Che Guevara suona e canta calaria ma tutto quando ma suona tutto quando ma canta mezza strada mezza qua tutto quando ma balla tutto quando ma suona tutto quando ma canta mezza strada mezza qua. We'll be right back.
la luna en cielo. Toute la nuit canto.
From an album called Lost Souls, Anime Perse, from a group from Naples called Spacca Napoli. And Spacca Napoli is actually the name of, it's sort of like a road. Well, it's an area of Naples, and there's a street that divides Naples in two, and that's where that name Spacca Napoli, to break Naples almost. And it was Piazza Dante, the name of the track. Before that, Paro Plapi, a group who have an interesting makeup. One of the singers is French, from the Occitanian tradition, and one is Italian, the female voice, and there's another musician in there as well. They're called Paro Plapi, and the album is La Finestra dell'Ultimo Piano. Se Canta is the name of that track. Started off with Tamburre, from an album by Radicanto called La Corsa. It's just coming up 9 o'clock here on Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. I'm glad that you're here with me, if you are here with me listening today. As usual, an hour and a half of Italian folk music of all different types, new, old, traditional, modern, fusion, you name it. Sometimes I even slip in a bit of jazz, a bit of pop, a bit of stuff. And anyway, it's all good music, and that's the main thing. Next up, Luca De Nuzzo. He is a singer-songwriter originally from San Severo in Puglia, in the south of Italy, in the heel of the boot. But he lives in Rome, has done for many years. He is a wonderful singer, guitarist, and above all else, a songwriter. He won the Premio Fabrizio De André back in 2004. He has a new album just about to come out called Homine e Homine. Not quite out yet, but will be soon. This one, however, is from his first album, and it's called Ponte e Strade Scure. This will be Luca De Nuzzo after this very short message.
On Thursday, July 30th, the Biltmore Cabaret hosts SSRI's homecoming show. Celebrating their North American tour, SSRI's return with Ghost House, Hermetic and Char2D2. Doors open at 8 for the show at 9. And to sweeten the deal, copies of the freshly repressed Teens EP will be on hand. Catch the SSRI's Thursday, July 30th.
Sopo fiume che scorre gnotte da monta città, qua vedemo fumo e calore, già è passata ponte strada passata. Non stima se te da contar, pomeliuna, da un'ostra di stella non stima l'ombra da tanta giorna da scurda e da vanta. Fu vedete, fuma e colore, già è passata ponte strada passata. E manita, per carità, sentirci buona come aiuta a sognare. E allora perdita va sopra i monti, strada ancora più scura, so strada cantenna sapore, ma solo voglio da pute fracca, se fu fracchetta itabria, in danacella che caduno va a paia, e se non rubiamo per cabria, manca una cella non buona paia. carta. Sentirci buona come va aiuta a sognare. Mentre spiate non ama li uni, senza girare quanta voglia di passare. Girai passata ponte, strada 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 passare.
Gente popolare che si mangia una gallina, un suo amico di valore per tenersi più lontano. Fa
faccia della saliva, in acqua tiepida e besciamella. A te il compito di capire il benessere universale con la passione. Con la passione. E nel regno vegetale e nella fabbrica di spaghetti, se riesce a trionfare, più saliva si produce. Ed ho scelto di diventare, grandissima emozione, una sorta di rottura nello spazio e nel tempo con la passione, con la passione.
On CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
That's right. Don't forget, you can listen in anytime you want, actually, to the archives of this show and many others on CITR, www.citr.ca. Click on the schedule and podcast link. And for Given the Boot, you can just click on Tuesday morning around 8 o'clock. You'll see Given the Boot written there. And up will come another window with the podcasts from many, many months back. I think it goes back about 6 months at this stage. And also, I have a listing of the playlists and the podcast links on my MySpace page. That's www.myspace.com/givetheboot. That's just Give the Boot. And if you want to email me, that's givetheboot@gmail.com. I always love hearing from people. And maybe there's something you'd like me to play or let me know about that I might not know about in the Italian music world. I'm open to all suggestions. Always looking for good music, new music, from the wonderful peninsula of Italy. And we heard a little set there of southern Italian music, starting off with Luca Denuzzo, singer-songwriter from San Severo in Puglia, who's based in Rome, from his first album, self-titled album, Ponte e Strade Scure, which means dark bridges and streets, if I'm not mistaken. My San Severese dialect is not 100%, but I think that's pretty close. And then we heard from Canto di Scanto, from their album Made in Sud, and they're a mix of people who, some of whom are from Naples, and I believe they're based in Bologna or in the north. But they're a wonderful mix of musicians and music, and I love the couple of albums of theirs I've heard. Canto di Scanto is their name, and sometimes they even have a wonderful Palestinian singer, Faisal Tahir, singing with them, who really adds beauty to their music. Piripicchio, the name of the album by Addosso agli Scalini, who are from Bari in Puglia. And that track was called Passione, and very sort of funky groove there with the bass and the cool percussion. There's lots of great folk music in Italy, and not just what you'd consider folk music in the sort of folky, you know, traditional sense of, you know, field recordings and that type of thing. But lots of musicians and groups who are choosing to write in their native dialect, not in Italian, and it's an amazing fact that Italy still has such a massive number of dialects which are spoken as a first language for most people, and Italian would, you know, really come in second. And I just noticed this most recently this weekend when I was with the Tenores de Neoneli, who are Sardinian, obviously from the island of Sardinia, which is, it's an autonomous province out in the middle of the Mediterranean, which is actually closer to the coast of Africa than it is to Italy. It's just a few miles away from Corsica, the southern tip of Corsica, and has been invaded so many times they can't remember. It has quite an interesting past. But the group would speak Sardinian, which is a language of its own, which has its own number of dialects. And they definitely speak Sardinian as a first language. And many times they would be speaking Sardinian while we were all together, and only then realized that, you know, I wasn't totally following, even though I can understand a bit of Sardinian. But then they go, oh, okay, sorry, we'll speak in Italian. So if a lot of people, for that is the way that they go about things in their day-to-day life with people from, if let's say they're living in their community and they haven't moved town to be, you know, in Rome or something where they don't speak with people who speak their dialect. Anyway, it's a fascinating thing, but there's lots of music and musicians who are doing fusion between the old traditions of their region and maybe even their local community, and new music as well. So now we're going to hear from Francesco De Gregori, one of the greatest songwriters, singer-songwriters of the, let's say, the later part of the 20th century and into the 21st century, still going strong. He put out this album called Rimmel, that was given to me, strangely enough, by a Sardinian friend of mine, Sebastiano. And I'll never forget this album, and I won't forget the wonderful times I spent in Sardinia. And this track is called simply Pablo, and you can imagine who it was written about.
Mio padre seppellito un anno fa. Nessuno più coltivare la vite. Verde rame sulle sue poche, poche unghie e troppi figli da cullare. E il treno io l'ho preso, fatto bene. Spago sulla mia valigia non ce n'era. Solo un po' d'amore la teneva insieme. Solo un po'.
po' di rancore, la teneva insieme. Il collega spagnolo non sente, non vede, ma parla del suo gallo da battaglia e la latteria diventa terra. Prima parlava strano e io non lo capivo, però il pane con lui lo dividevo e il padrone non sembrava poi cattivo. Hanno pagato Pablo, Pablo è vivo. 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 Con le mani io posso fare castelli, costruire autostrade e parlare con Pablo. Lui conosce le donne e tradisce la moglie, con le donne ed il vino e la Svizzera verde. E se un giorno è caduto per caso, pensando al suo gallo o alla moglie ingrassata come da fuoco. Prima parlava strano e io non lo capivo, però il fumo con lui lo dividevo e il padrone non sembrava poi cattivo. Hanno ammazzato Pablo,
¡gracias! langusta.
We need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah. Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords.